Hi everyone, my name is Alexa Reeves and I've been a practicing pagan and a witch for about 14 years. On today's episode of Boxed Wine and Witchcraft, we're going to take a brief dive into what is often the first branch of spells and magic that practitioners do, which is candle magic. We're going to talk about what it is, how you pick the right color, shape, and then what you can actually do with your candle once you have it. I'd like to remind everyone that your spirituality and your religious practice is as unique as your fingerprint. What we say here is in no way the definitive rule on any topic, merely a jumping off point for you to begin your exploration into the amazing and complex world around you. So, with the air that inspires us, the earth that grounds us, fire that enlightens us, and water that moves us, let's take a closer look at today's topic of candle magic. So what is candle magic? Candle magic is often the first thing you run into when you start your religious practice. It is simply utilizing wax, candles, effigies, or a taper to aid in a spell or a ritual. The color and the shape of the meaning of candles is all as part of the process as well. Things like tapers, pillars, votives, even birthday candles, or even a bonfire. We've actually all done candle magic at least once. I guarantee that at least all of you have made a wish on your birthday cake, blown out the candle. That's often everyone's very first taste of candle magic, that wish of putting an intention out there and using the flame in the candle to drive that intention. Ultimately, though, candle magic and what a candle can do for you. It provides a focal point for you, for your intent, and it enhances the energy that's created by using that candle's energy. And it relies on the candle's meaning and the candle's color, and sometimes what you do to the candle to overall enhance the spell or the ritual that you're trying to accomplish. So how do you pick the right color and shape and candle for whatever it is you're about to do? So this depends entirely on the purpose of your spell or your ritual and how much time you would like that candle to burn. So for example, a lot of common use for candles are altarpieces. You can have them that represent directions, the elements, your specific deity or god or higher power. A lot of these candles tend to be the bigger, bulkier ones, and they have a permanent place on your altar. They can just be a symbol of, this is my north, my south, my east, my west. Here's my god, here's my goddess, here's my higher power. And these candles are mostly just focal points. They're something to remind you that those elements and those things on your altar are represented. You can have those thick pillar-like candles, like those really thick ones that, like, I'm sure all of our grandmothers have sitting on their mantles. And those are perfect for carving into and scribing on. If you have certain words or spells, a sigil, the pillar candles are excellent for frequency spells. If it's something that you do repeatedly, you know, you want to inscribe your pillar with protection, and every time, you know, someone new is going to come into the house, you light your protection candle. It's a candle that's designed to work frequently because it's so large, it takes it that much longer to burn down completely. And then you've got your little votives, your tea lights, and even birthday candles. And those little pocket-sized candles are great for single use or overnight spells, where you'd like to let the candle sit and burn itself down to exhaustion and extinction. Because once that candle extinguishes itself, you call your spell complete. That timing is going to be entirely up to you and what you want your candle to be doing. Your candle, again, that firm altar place that's there the whole time, maybe a frequency candle that kind of gets put in the cabinet every now and then and brought back out when you're ready to, you know, re-up on another spell, or just those little one-time uses, those little votives that you light and burn to completion to, you know, complete your spell, your ritual, whatever it is you're after. Once you kind of decide how long you need your candle to burn, you then get to decide what color. There are literally thousands of guides out there for candle color and correspondence. You will find in almost every pagan book, witchcraft book, magic exploration book, almost all of them will eventually touch on the subject of candle magic and color correspondence. Ultimately, it's whatever you feel intuitively to be correct with your candle use and what you feel is right in that moment for that spell or that ritual. But let's go ahead and review like our basic rainbow of colors, the more commonly found correspondence that tend to be across most texts and books and sources out there. So for example, we'll just go straight through our rainbow here. We've got our red. Red candles often symbolize life and energy. They symbolize bravery and fire. There's a lot of vitality in the color red. A lot of times, reds and even softer pinks can be used for matters of love and for relationship. Red is a very bold color. It is often symbolized with the idea of passion, but it's not necessarily directed passion at people, it's just passion of the subject at hand. We move on to orange. Orange can be used for harvests and kinship and kindness and attractions of the hearth and of the home. Orange is a lovely color to use in a lot of fall time rituals. It has such a good, earthy, calming measure to it. Orange can also be used to attract things like a good harvest or a good dinner or, a good time within your community of people. Moving on to yellow, we get the mind. Yellow symbolizes the communication between us, the air, unfolded secrets, and movement. Yellow can also be bright and summery. It can be a symbol of light that's out there. Moving on to green, we get abundance, we get faith, hope, growth, maturity. Green can often symbolize money, luck, and all things plant-like that flourish and grow. To blue, we get tranquility, truce, joy, water, calm and peace, patience and balance in all things. To purples, we get power, business, progress, and ambition. Purple's a regal color. It's extremely solid. It's extremely potent on your altar or for spells that you use them with. You get black candles. And blacks kind of have a dual meaning depending on the intent that you put behind your candle. Blacks can either symbolize rest, hidden matters, banishing, stillness, peace. A lot of times, black candles can represent the dark of the moon, like your new moon times, something that you want to keep hidden, something that you'd like to ground down to the earth with. It can also be representative of the dark half of the year after you get that autumn equinox and start going into the shorter and shorter days of the year. Conversely, you have our white candles here. White candles are truth and purity, light, forgiveness, a sense of newness, a sense of hope. White candles can symbolize the full moon, the light that comes with the full moon and the sun's light. It can also be a great substitute for any of the other colors. When in doubt, use a white candle. Ultimately, it does not matter what color you pick if you're unsure. The main point is your intuition. If you pick up a candle and go, even though this is a color that I don't think matches, I feel really good about it, go with that one. Because ultimately, that's what's going to make your spell, your ritual more potent and more accurate. It's going to make you feel more fulfilled. So now that we've figured out what kind of candle we want and what color we can have it in, what do you do with your candle? Candles are extremely versatile. You can use one in a spell or a ritual. You can use them as the spell or the ritual. They can cover so many different options for what it is you can and can't do with a candle. Some of my favorite, more common uses, I'll roam through here as things that I've used, with covens, that I've seen other witches and practitioners use candles for. I've used my candles to represent the four corners, the four elements, my deities, my higher power. I've often used candles as a signifier of beginning a ritual or beginning a spell, that if I'm going to open a space up, I light the candle, and that's where we begin. And then when I am done, I snuff the candle out, and that's the end of my spell or my ritual. Candles can be an aid in a spell, using it as a source of fire. So, for example, if you were doing a banishing or an attraction spell or any other kind of dedication where you would write words or an intention or a spell on a piece of paper or on, some sort of parchment, and you would want to burn that paper, a lot of times having a specific candle color and having a specific candle that means something that you use to ignite that paper. So your spell is technically what's written on the paper, but your candle's almost like the oomph behind it. It helps buoy that up a little bit and give it a really good solid foundation for that spell to keep working with. The candle can be it's the spell itself. The candles are ones that you could have anointed with oil. That oil and that specificity, pardon, about that oil can enhance the potency of your spell. You can carve words or symbols, sigils into candles. So the candle itself takes on that property. And then when you have inscribed that candle or anointed it with a certain oil and have dedicated, say, this candle means, prosperity for my family. Every time you light it, or when you do burn that candle charges that sigil, charges those words or those symbols, and really sends out that potent energy. Because not only are you using the energy of the candle and the candle color, but you're using the words and the sigil and the symbol to combine together to really make your point there in that spell. Candles can just be single use. They can be burnt to completion. I've often designated a candle to mean one specific thing. I'd like it to do this one small, simple thing. I light the candle, burn it to completion, spell is over. A lot of times these single use candles, the little smaller tapers, the tea lights, birthday candles are amazing. Those are excellent candle uses for moments of gratitude or moments of thinking about someone. A lot of times, if you have an instance where you know that someone is hurting or, some sort of tragedy has befallen someone, and you tell them, "Oh my gosh, I'm thinking about you." It's so simple to go home, grab a tea light or a little candle, light it, and say, "I'm thinking about this person. Here's hoping this love, this light, this warmth finds them." They're great uses for just little moments of gratitude, little moments of recognition. Good morning candles that just say, "Today's going to be a better day than yesterday. I'm going to light this candle. This candle is going to help me make this day better." Candles can also be used as activators. There are certain sigils, talismans, stones, altar tools, charms, charm baskets, and bags that you can create that a lot of time the practitioner wants them to be activated. They want them to turn on. And so a lot of times a candle will be placed, the candle with the specific color that coordinates with the meaning of that object. And that light and that energy in the candle is used to wake up the item by simply leaving it next to the lit candle. Ultimately, research, reading, and exploration are going to be your biggest tool. The more you dig, the more you learn, the more likely you are to find a candle magic and a spell that speaks specifically to you and to your practice. As far as candle magic, even though it is the very first magic a lot of us stumble upon as practitioners, be prepared to try and be prepared to fail. Sometimes spells don't work. Sometimes they're not meant to work at that time. Be prepared to fail, but be prepared to try again. Magic is a very forgiving thing. It should be comforting, and there should be a level of enjoyment to it. And it's okay if you fail. It's not a reflection on you. It's not a reflection on your potency of magic. It's just a reflection that maybe you weren't ready for that yet. And start small with your candle magic. A lot of times, especially when you read a lot of these more advanced practitioner books, you can get really overwhelmed by the complexity of some of these. Give yourself permission to start small. I mean, candles are great. They're found in almost any practitioner store, any pagan or New Age store. The tools that you require with them are pretty minimal, as a surface that won't catch on fire if your candle decides to fall over. Little small spells are excellent uses for candles. Things like gratitude, focus, luck, happiness, health. Smaller things that will break you in and get you more comfortable using that magic, using those spells. I'd like to touch on the idea of extinguishing your candles, because a lot of times you'll decide that your candle is lit, it's on the altar, it's served its purpose, and you decide, man, I don't know how to blow it out. Do I blow it out? Do I snuff it out? Do I let it burn to completion? A lot of times, the biggest roadblock practitioners will run into is the environment. For example, if you live in a small house, if you live in an apartment and you can't safely leave a candle burning all night, absolutely don't risk the fire hazard. So then comes the tricky part of, well, how do I extinguish the candle even though I want it to keep going? I want the spell to have potency, but I'm afraid if I blow the candle out, the spell's going to stop. A lot of times it will have to boil down to your intention. Once your spell is set, once you've used that candle for what you feel is appropriate, what you feel it has done its job for, then you can give yourself permission to say, you know what? All is well. We've done our job here. The spell is now over. Energy's out in the world. I'm going to extinguish this candle and extinguish it with a level of gratitude, with a level of reverence of thank you, little candle, for doing your job for me. I'm going to put you to bed. You rest. You did your job. One of my more favorite stories to share about candle magic and how fun it can be if you really give yourself permission to. My husband and I were working towards saving up for a house, and so I created a sigil for prosperity, a sigil for fulfillment for my husband and I in our future house. I didn't want to ask for money. I didn't want to ask for a big house. I knew we needed to be prosperous. I knew we needed to be fulfilled. I carved my sigil into a little green candle that I found because I wanted to attract the new growth of prosperity. I wanted to attract, yeah, money, sure, that was in the background. I carved my sigil, set it up on my altar, which was in our living room at the time because we lived in a very small apartment. Said my spell words over, lit the candle, and I intended to let the little votive candle burn the whole night. Cut towards the end of the evening, we're winding down, we've had dinner, we're getting ready for bed. And my husband comes into the bedroom and says, "Oh, I blew that candle out that was in the living room." And my heart stopped. I said, "Oh no, that was our prosperity candle. That was a candle that was supposed to be burning all night, and it's supposed to help us, you know, manifest these things." And so my husband, of course, was horribly apologetic because he didn't realize what he had done. He just thought he was blowing the candle out for safety. So I asked him, "Well, why did you blow it out?" He said, "Oh, well, I want us to be safe. I want us to be secure. I knew it wasn't a smart idea to risk something dangerous like leaving a candle on all night. So I blew it out knowing that I was doing the right thing to keep us safe overnight." I laughed because I realized my husband's intention blowing out the candle was just as important as the purpose of the candle. The purpose of the candle and the sigil were prosperity and fulfillment. And the fact that it was extinguished in the light of keeping us safe through the night, to me, was a good enough reason. Like, it's okay. It's okay that the candle didn't get to burn to completion because, quite frankly, my husband extinguished the candle with the best intentions. It will boil down to intentions most times. I want to thank you all for hanging out with me for this brief 20-minute podcast here for today's episode of Boxed Wine and Witchcraft. I'm so glad that we were able to talk. I hope you have learned something. I hope you've been inspired to go learn more and share that gift with the world around you. Feel free to stop by Goddess Elite anytime and come chat with us, come talk to us. We've got tons of supplies here in the store, and we are always bringing in new things, new information, new people. So, until the next time we talk, I'm Alexa Reeves. Everyone stay safe. Everyone stay spooky.